It's a schosen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Parshas Bechukosai, and in America, it's Parshas Behar. So we're going to do like we always do. We're going to intermingle it. We're going to ask a question from Behar. We're going to ask a question from Bechukosai. Again, it's Lag BaOmer, such a special Kedusha Dekadei. We'll talk about that also. We'll put it in the middle to bridge the gap. And we're going to do like we always do, and we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us in Parakhov, Hey, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. And Hashem is speaking to Moshe at Har Sinai. And we know that we're told about the laws of Shemitah, what Shemitah is. And Rashi brings down, which we spoke about last week, Rashi brings down the famous Rashi, because there's always that famous Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha. Ma'inyan Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai. All the Torah was given at Har Sinai. Why specifically is the Torah saying Bar Sinai and teaching me Shemitah? Says Rashi, you know why? Because all the details and all the dictotel, the prosel, all the specifications and everything of the details of the mitzvah of Shemitah are given right in the beginning of Parshas Behar. And we spoke about last week, the obvious question is, everything was given at Har Sinai. If everything was given at Har Sinai, why specifically Shemitah? And we gave one answer, but we are going to give a different answer. Question two, we know today is a very special day, the day of Lag BaOmer. Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai's Yurtzeit. We know the Gemara tells in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells in Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis. Shout out to Daf Yomi, to Benny over here, Benny Hirschkowitz and Asher Lieberman. Still holding strong, I'm trying to catch up. It's hard, right? Daf Yomi, it's about the Yomi and the learning the Daf, obviously. Again, I had the Shpo from my father, watching him do it, my father-in-law, right? And he was just here. Both my parents are here, and my in-laws, watching him steig away. And Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, the Gemara tells us, we know that Rabbi Akiva's students, 12,000 zugos, 24,000 students, died. And the Gemara tells us, the Mefarshim bring down, that during, we know that Sviri, you're not supposed to get married, you're not supposed to have simchas. But right after Lag BaOmer, we know everyone has their scruffy beards and their long hair. Right after Lag BaOmer, everything stopped, and you're allowed to do that. Why is that? And what's so unique about Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai? Furthermore, very crazy Gemara. The Gemara tells him, Sochem Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Listen to this conversation. Rabbi Akiva, again, he lost all his students, and then he came along, and he didn't give up, which he's spoken about before. And he had a student, he had Remeir, and he had a Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai did not give up. But listen to this crazy story that the Gemara tells us in Pesachim. Rabbi Akiva was sitting in jail, and Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai said, Rebbe, you got to teach me Torah. I know you're my Rebbe. You got to teach me the Torah. And Rabbi Akiva says to him, you know why I can't teach you the Torah? I'm in jail because I taught the Torah in public. And Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai, again, what should he have said? You're my Rebbe. I'm with you. I need to shtag the Torah. But you know what Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai said? Rabbi Akiva, if you don't teach me the Torah, I'm going to go tell my father, Yochai, Bar Yochai, and I'm going to go and tell, and you're going to get in bigger trouble. What? What kind of conversation is this? Talk to your Rebbe this way? That you don't teach me Torah, I'm going to get you in more trouble? I'll get you executed? What is this conversation between Rabbi Akiva and Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai? And what was so unique about Rosh Shimon Bar Yochai? Question two. Question three. We know right in the beginning, Bechukosai, Peretz Yisrael. We know the Torah starts off, Perek, Chavah, Pasuk, Gimel. Again, all those American listeners, you could remember this for next week. Chazar never heard anyone. Says the Torah in Bechukosai, Teilechu, Vemitzosai, Tishmaru. That you'll go follow my Chukim. Again, we view Chukim, they don't have full, we don't understand all the reasons. That Mitzosai, Tishmaru. Ask Rashi again. Rashi in the beginning of the Parsha. Yachuz Ekiyu Mitzvos. What does that mean? You should follow my chukim. You might think that's talking about mitzvos. What do you mean? It says at the end of it, right after, Ben Mitzvosai Tishmor. Says Rashi, you know why? You know what Bechukosai Telechu means? That you should be Amel B'Tayra. You should be Amel. You should toil over the Torah. What is this idea of toiling? Call that 3A. 3B. Famous Chafetz Chaim. Again, whenever you make a siyum, people quote this famous Chafetz Chaim. Again, I don't know, when you say something's famous, I don't know if the audience thinks that you're talking down or you're talking up or you should know it, but a lot of people know this Chafetz Chaim, that we know at the end of a siyum we say, Anu Amelim Behem Amelim. We are Amo Nir Amo. Anu Mekabel Skar Behem Lo Mekabel Skar. Really? That we get scar, we get reward, and they don't? Anu Amelim, right? What do you mean? The Goyim, the non-Jews, they're very Baruch Hashem, the things that they've created, Chochmas Goyim. What do you mean they're Amal, they don't get scar? We know we get scar because they have the relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, but really? What is Amelus? That is the question of the great Chofetz Chaim. So again, three questions, get them in your back pocket. First Rashi and Bahar, Ma'in and Shmital, it's Har Sinai, right? If the person doesn't know what he's talking about, you say Ma'in and Shmital, what's the correlation, what's the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai, all the mitzvahs on Har Sinai. Question two, what is so special about this day of Lag BaOmer, the Kedusha, right, in Meron? Again, we suffered from the tragedy last year, Baruch Hashem. There were no tragedies this year, but it's such a special Kedusha Dika day, such a mamish and unbelievable day. And lastly, what is this idea of Amelus? What is this idea? So what's the Yisoid? Again, the Yisoid always, that we always say, is that the Yisoid is that we're living our lives, and we all have things, we all have ups and we have downs, and there's one tachlis, there's one purpose, it's to build that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And again, we have a lot of things trying to bring us down, and we have a lot of things bringing us up, and we have to obviously put ourselves in the right position. You got to position yourself. But I'll tell you an awesome story, because we love stories. A couple years ago, I had the chutz to speak in Rivera Wine Shul. So I'm good friends with Rav Itiel Golvich, who's the assistant rabbi. And Baruch Hashem, he said, you know, Rav Blum, I want you to come speak. My parents go to the shul, my father goes to the shul, my mother goes to the shul, right? They go back and forth from America and Shari Chesed right there. And I had the chutz, I remember being on a Friday, that I was giving a parsha shir, like we're giving now, maybe, I think it was actually Parshas Bahar, Siyat Dishmaya. It was Bahar, but Kosa, I don't remember exactly, sometimes they're together. And again, I was telling my stories and telling the whole idea. I actually remember talking about Rabbi Akiva, which I spoke about maybe a couple weeks ago, is how is it possible, I think I said in Parshas Kedoshim, that Rabbi Akiva, his whole idea was what? V'haftal reicha kamocha. So how is it possible that the great, his students, didn't do it? What do you mean? His whole legacy was V'haftal reicha kamocha. How is it possible that a student covered in zem zeh? So we said a very fascinating idea. I remember talking about this, is that giving someone respect is not just what the person thinks. You have to think about what the other person thinks. So what these great rabbis, they were tremendous. They created the Gemara. They were the greatest Tanam Namon Rav. How did they mess up? Because they're like, listen, I don't need COVID. I don't, every great person, they run away from COVID. It's a mission of Pirkei Avos. Run away from COVID. Really, Bemis, run away from COVID and it'll come to you. But be real, run away from COVID. So they said, listen, I'm running away from COVID, so therefore my great chavrusa, my friends, I shouldn't give them COVID. So they learned it up wrong. But you always got to learn up the other person. Life's about learning up in everything in life, right? You're creating a business and you want to sell a product. You got to think, how will you get that consumer to buy it? Like anything. How do you sell it? How do you talk to them? So what happened? They messed up. They understood the situation wrong. And again, I was talking, and I remember three things after the shiur. Remember, if no one comes over to you after the shiur, then, or they say, Yashikoyach, whatever, so you're like, okay, maybe it wasn't so good, maybe no one was listening. As I always tell that story, I love this story. I was once giving a shiur a long time ago. I was learning in a kollel, Rav Chaim Ilson's kollel, long time ago already, and I was giving a whole shiur. My shiur knows this story. And I was giving a whole shiur, and I was getting into it and screaming, and this guy kept on shaking his head. Wow, I'm like, oh, the guy feeling it. And I go over to him afterwards, and I say, no, so you like the shiur? And he's like, ani lo medaber anglit. I said, what do you mean you understand English? You look like you were getting into it. He's like, no, I didn't understand a word you said. I'm like, yeah, but I was like talking to you. You know, like whenever a speaker has like that one guy he talks to. I'm like, I was talking to you. He's like, af mila lo mivin. I'm like, really? He's like, but I did like that you were getting into it. I loved it. I'm like, okay. So again, if you give a shiur and no one comes over afterwards, so then, okay. But I remember there are three incidents that happened after this shiur. I really remember this. True story. Not in my other stories. They're not true, but this is a true story. So what was the story? Three people came over. One lady came over to me, and again, I was talking about Siyata Dishmayah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as you guys all know, that I love talking about that. I'm still going with my book. Yeah, I'm like a week behind, but again, since I think the year 2016, I have my life written down. Amazing. Every day, a special Siyata Dishmayah. I could go back. Sometimes I go back. I'm like, I don't remember what happened in this year or what happened in this month. I just go back to my notebooks, and I can tell you exactly. It's crazy. Everyone, you're all young. You could create your Siyata Dishmayah books for yourself. You could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. Okay, but it's not a shame about Siyata Dishmayah. However, so a lady came over to me, and she told me this whole story about Siyata Dishmayah, and my great uncle set up a shidduch, the whole ganze geshef. And then another lady came over and cut her off. And she was like this 85-year-old lady. She turns to this lady and she's like, excuse me? I'm in the middle of talking to the rabbi. I'm like, whoa. I learned one thing from that. Like, you don't change. You know what I'm saying? You get older and older. You don't change. I remember another lady. A lady came over to me. And she's like, you know, I hear what you're saying about giving. And it's so nice to give. But what do you mean that sometimes when you give something to someone, that person could also, what do you mean? You're giving to them. How are they giving to the person that's giving it? So I told them, you know, there are a couple times I tried in my house. My kids always, Baruch Hashem, I picked it up from my in-laws and my parents, obviously, right? Always giving respect to everyone. But they have this thing is that you bring another person water. It's an amazing thing. You bring another person water. And I have, you know, Baruch Hashem, Kenai Nahara. I have a lot of girls and a couple boys. And one time my daughter came over to me and she's like, Tati, here's some water. And me not being the smartest guy, I said, I don't need it. And then my kids are like, or my wife's like, what are you doing? She's trying to give you water. Take the water. What's the big deal? Because sometimes when you take something from someone, you're also giving. Oh, it doesn't make sense. So I explained it to the lady. And then it was funny because this lady was like taking notes. And she raised her hand in the middle of the shiur. I'm like, oh, okay, questions. And she's like, Rabbi, can you just repeat what you just said? I'm like, why should I repeat it? She's like, I'm taking down notes. I'm like, really? Notes? I teach in a boys' yeshiva. They haven't taken notes in their whole lives. What are you talking about? But yeah, she's taking notes. Very nice. And then the third incident, which I'm going to talk about right now. A man came over to me. He's like, okay, I like the speech. Very nice. I like your stories. I like your questions. I like the way you built it up. I'm like, thank you very much. Right? And then he said to me, I want to ask you what you do. I said, listen, I'm a Rebbe in American yeshiva. I teach Gemara. And he said to me, you're very lucky. I'm like, yeah, Baruch Hashem, I'm lucky. But he's like, no, I'll tell you why you're really lucky. You're dealing with people, I'm dealing with you guys, that are 18, 19 years old. He's like, when you hit my age, when you hit 70, 75, you're fixed. You're stuck in your ways. Of course, obviously, everyone could change. Baruch Hashem, we believe in tshuva. But when you hit a certain age, right, I'm almost 40, you hit 40, 50, 60, it's very hard to change. When you're building yourself, and you're building your life, 18, 19, 20, and you're figuring out who you are, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Sacks, always says, is that these are the most important years of your life, because you're going to decide where you want to live, you're going to decide who you want to marry, the most important decision in your life, who you're going to want to marry, how your life, how your bias is going to be built, how your children, God willing, Hashem should bless everyone with children and beautiful children, that's all being created now. And he said, you have to realize that. You have to realize, and you have to tell your students, is that this is the time. This is the time where the real work is happening. When you're trying to be misaking your midos, you're trying to build your midos, you're trying to build a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're trying to integrate chesed and Torah and mitzvos. And as we spoke about a couple weeks ago, the simcha mitzvos. It's not so easy. Sometimes we just do mitzvos by rote. And then you got to take time to take a step back and say, wow, just take a step back. But it's hard. It's really hard, and sometimes we don't always see it. We don't see that change. It's like you go to your old great aunt, she's like, oh, you got so big, right? Like, what do you mean? I didn't get so big. Again, she's the outside party. She hasn't seen you in 10 years. You got bigger, probably, after 10 years. But why is it? Because we're all growth-oriented people, and of course, anyone could change. You could be 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. Most people don't live to 100. Well, hopefully, most people will get there. But everyone has the ability to change, but when you're building yourself, you can change easier. Now, how do you change? How do you change? I think the answer is the way you're going to change, how we're all going to change in different ways, is that you have to realize that it's hard work. It's amelus. It's not giving up. It's realizing that you could do it. You know what the Chofetz Chaim says? That You know, people, they work hard. And the non-Jews, yes. You know, I once saw a meeting with Warren Buffett. Again, there's so many, Baruch Hashem, successful people. Again, success not only, obviously, wealth is part of it, but it's about being happy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and doing the right thing. You could have people sitting in Mayan Sharm that don't have a penny to their name and they're the happiest people in the world. So if you link everything to money, it's not money. You have these billionaires that are divorced and have messed up lives. So obviously it's not money, but wealth definitely can hurt sometimes. But if you get a meeting with, like someone saw a long time ago, probably the price inflation went up. If you get a meeting with Warren Buffett for a half hour to have a coffee, it costs $750,000. One meeting, half hour. That's nuts. Probably with Elon Musk, probably would cost you like $5 million for a meeting for a half hour. Crazy, right? Now, so they're successful. They're doing great things for the world. But you know what success in the Jewish eyes, is that, yes, a person pushes and pushes, but we don't know the end result. A person does his ishtadlus, and he does what he can, but he doesn't know the end result. As long as he puts his leiv, he puts his heart into it. And the only person that knows if you're putting your heart into it or not is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one else. If you put your heart into something, your heart and your soul, so then that's godless. Amelis is so integral because the harder a person works, the greater it is for him. You know what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Rabbi Kiva, I'm your student. I'm not giving up. You teach me the Torah. I'm going to go. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis, right? Talks about all that famous story with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He went into the cave and all these great, amazing things happened to him. He was the person that people go to Meron. Why Meron? Because that's where he's buried, according, right? The great Arizal was able to go around Tzfat and tell you exactly where all the Tanon and Amuron were buried. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai represents the age of the Torah. He represents, you know, it says something interesting. The Gemara tells us in Peites. The Gemara tells us in Peites on Shabbos, the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and the angel. The angel said, don't give Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, give Torah to Klal Yisrael. Give Torah. Let the people that are growth and they have mitzvahs and they have Bechira Chofshis. Why wouldn't you give Torah? And then they quote the Pasuk. The Pasuk's found in Tehillim, Samaches, Yotes, Psalms, Psalms, right? Amazing. And it says, Aliso Limarot Shavisa Shevi, that you have to ascend high, taking you captive. And the great Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azuloi, the great Chidah, he lived in 1724 to 1806. The Chidah says, you know what Shevi represents? Shimon Bar Yochai. That he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he said, I'm teaching Kabbalah. I'm learning Kabbalah. I'm going to be dovuk to you. And you know what the Meiri says? The Meiri says, and on the day of Lag BaOmer, all the students stopped dying. Because it was the idea that I'm not going to give up. Rabbi Akiva was not a person that ever gave up. He was a person that pushed himself. And we talk about this a lot, but we have to bring it into our lives. We have to bring it into this idea that we can do anything, anything we want. You just have to set your mind to it. Don't give up. And that's what Rabbi Akiva represented. Rabbi Akiva, and that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is telling us on Kuf Yud Beis. The Gemara is telling us on Psalchim, Rabbi, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, Rabbi, I need your Torah. You're the one that builds me. I need you. You're the chain. You're closer to Har Sinai. You're closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I need it. That's my life source. I need the Torah. And when we get to a Lag BaOmer, it's a day of Kedusha. It's a day that even though Rabbi Akiva lost all his students, he didn't give up. And look what came out of Rabbi Akiva. Right? The authors of the Sifri and the Sifra and the Kabbalah and everything comes out from them. Because it's all about the Amelus. It's all about the not giving up. And I think this could answer also. Why Shemitah? So I actually asked this question at my Shabbos table. And I wanted to know, last week, we spoke about that the reason why Shemitah is because it's talking about every seventh year, right? There's an idea of renewal. There's an idea, again, we take for granted, we do mitzvahs all the time. But again, we said, stop, take one mitzvah upon yourself. The Rambam writes at the end of Makkos, we're learning Makkos, steiging the Makkos, everyone's steiging, right? And there's an idea that you take one mitzvah upon yourself. But I said a different idea, and I heard this idea from Rav Govich, where Govich said, Yitiel Govich, I was once in the shul, and he gave a beautiful drasha, and he asked this question, and he said, 6 years. Again, we live in a capitalist society. That, again, the rich get richer, the poor get poorer. We live, again, a person does his shtadlus, And obviously everyone hopes for the best, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give everyone what they need. But we live in a capitalist society. You know, there was a society called communism, socialism, that everyone's equal. It didn't work. It didn't work. What do you mean? People, there's different people in this world. Everyone has different jobs. There's Kohanim, there's Levim, right? There's different people in this world. Not everyone could be the same. We have different DNAs. We have different tafkidim in this world. But guess what? In the seventh year, you can't work. Shemitah. You know what that shows? You know why you can't work in the seventh year? Because you bring in the emunah. You realize, yeah, I have ishtavus. I have the amilus. I could work as hard as I can. But you take a step back and you realize it's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's running the show. So maybe that's what's going on. In Har Sinai, you know why specifically Shemitah? Because Shemitah represents emunah. Shemitah represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. Emunah, bitachon, he's there every day, and it's not easy. It's not easy, but the more you bring him in, the more it's going to be real. The more you bring it in, the more it's going to be real. You know, the Gemara says amazing about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara goes back and forth. Baruch Hashem, I was looking for it. I found it. Kuflam, Kessam, Abiz, the bottom of the daf. The Gemara says is that the Torah was going to be forgotten. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Chas v'sholom. The Torah will never be forgotten. And Baruch Hashem, the amount of Torah that's going on in this room, in Mivaser Yeshiva, in the whole Yeshiva Shevelt, everywhere, even if you're not in Yeshiva, the Daf Yomi, hundreds and thousands of people that are learning. Such an amazing thing. People learning all different types of things. Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Because it doesn't matter where you are, you can bring the Torah with you anywhere. And he said, Chas v'sholom, the Torah is never going to be forgotten. It's never going to be forgotten, and we have to realize that. It's up to us. It's up to us. We are the chain of this Messiah. We are the generation continuing it for us and for our children. And I haven't sang this song in a long time. I created a song, no one put it. You know, Yishai Rivo hasn't taken it yet, but I created a song, not a real big song, a couple of lines. I actually remember once singing it, and then I met a Talmud at a Chas, and he started singing it to me. I guess someone was listening to the Parshas here. And the song's like this. Rome wasn't built in a day. How much weight did I lose in a minute? How much weight did I lose in an hour? How much weight did I lose in a day? 21 kilos a day. Now, why is that? Because I made not a joke, it's a song, right? Some of us get really into it. Is that things don't happen instantly. It's work. It's amelus. Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, someone wants to lose weight. And I've seen it. Oh, right? Every single second they have a day. They don't eat for 3 hours. They jump on the scale. How much weight did I lose in a minute? What do you mean? You think you're going to lose weight in a minute? How much weight did I lose in an hour? What? In a day? 21 kilo? 40 pounds? But we want it instantly. It doesn't happen. There's no such thing as instant. Even in our Torah. I remember a couple years ago, I said, what do you want to accomplish this year? He said, I want to be able to read every single Gemara. And I looked at him, I said, yes, you're going to work hard. To read every Gemara? I'm still waiting for that day. I've been learning for a little while. It's hard. But it doesn't happen instantly. And it takes time. And working as hard as you can. But you need to do the work. You need to put the amelus in. The more you put into it, the greater the outcome. And even if you don't see the outcomes, I may have asked him, you'll go up to Shemayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show you all the hard work. All the hard work. Because we don't always understand everything in this life. So let's make sure. Why Bahar B'chu Kosai? Why Bahar? Why Shemitah? Because Shemitah represents Emunah and Bitachon. Bring the Emunah. Rosh Hashanah Bar Yochai, he represented the idea that I'm never going to give up. I'm going to go and I'm going to put myself in a cave and I'm going to learn the Torah and I'm going to create Kabbalah. Take it from my Rebbe, from Rabbi Akiva, who was that person who lost all his Talmidim and he said, I'm not giving up. And look at those five great Talmidim what came out from them. And Amelus, it's all about the Amelus. How much effort, how much do I put into it? And the more a person puts into things, the greater life's going to be. Everyone should have an amazing Parshas Bahar, Parshas B'chu Kosai, and everyone should take this Lag BaOmer. Again, when you see the bonfires, it's not just about the fires. It's about the fire of Torah, the Eish of Torah. And the more a person brings it into their lives, the greater life's going to be. Again, Torah, Chesed, Avodah. Life's not easy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us all the ability to change, to get closer to Him. not be stuck in our ways. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Shabbat.